You might say the same about Sir Edward Elgar in his 60s at the end of the First World War. The world had changed and he was in poor health. He'd found it hard to compose in London in the war years. But after escaping to a remote cottage in the woods of West Sussex, he found chamber music pouring from his pen. 19th century chamber music, to all intents and purposes, harmonically speaking. Elgar seemed untouched by Schoenberg or Stravinsky, but music of real musical and emotional depth.
Thank you.
The opening of Elgar's A Minor Piano Quintet, finished in 1919 at his country retreat and performed in this new recording by pianist Piers Lane with the Goldner Quartet. They have a beautiful grasp of the autumnal nature of the work, and the lilting second subject seems almost to hint at a Dvorak Slavonic dance. It's a perfectly paced performance, warmly romantic yet haunted by shadows, painful memories perhaps. The string quartet Elgar finished just before the quintet has a breathless urgency and keening pathos in its first movement, while the sunlit nostalgia of the slow movement is delicately regretful, tinged with sadness. Between these major chamber works, Piers Lane plays four short piano pieces, a simple march and waltz from the 1880s between two almost unknown sketches and fragments from the early 1930s. And it's a really effective Hyperion recording as well. All in all, as lovely a disc of late Elgar as you're likely to hear.